Every pharmacological compound has a dose-response curve. Psilocybin's is unusually steep, unusually rich, and unusually consequential. A tenth of a gram and a 5-gram experience are not merely different in degree. They are different in kind, in mechanism, in therapeutic potential, and in risk profile. Yet most popular writing on psychedelic dosing treats the spectrum as a single dial to turn up or down. The science disagrees. What Roland Griffiths and colleagues established at Johns Hopkins, and what Robin Carhart-Harris and his team at Imperial College London corroborated, is that the relationship between psilocybin dose and therapeutic outcome is complex, nonlinear, and deeply dependent on context. The right dose is not simply the highest tolerable dose. It is the dose that activates the specific neurological mechanisms relevant to the specific therapeutic target within a specific container of set, setting, and integration support. This article maps the full spectrum: the pharmacokinetics, the dose-dependent mechanisms, the clinical protocols, and the data behind why the numbers in the research are what they are. The pharmacokinetic baseline. Psilocybin is a prodrug. When ingested, alkaline phosphatases in the gut and liver rapidly dephosphorylate it to psilocin, the active compound that crosses the blood-brain barrier and binds to serotonin receptors, primarily 5-HT2A. This conversion is fast and efficient. Psilocin plasma concentration peaks at approximately 80 minutes post-ingestion across a range of doses. The elimination half-life of psilocin is approximately 1.6 hours, but the psychoactive experience typically extends 4 to 6 hours at standard doses. This is partly because 5-HT2A receptor desensitization occurs gradually, and partly because the downstream neurological effects, particularly DMN suppression and cross-network connectivity, persist well beyond peak plasma concentration. Critically, psilocybin is not metabolized by CYP450 enzymes in the way that many psychoactive compounds are.
This means that, unlike SSRIs or MAOIs, standard psilocybin doses carry minimal pharmacokinetic drug interaction risk. The notable exception is serotonergic agents. Concurrent SSRIs are known to blunt the psilocybin response through 5-HT2A downregulation. The dosing spectrum. Clinical research and observational data define 5 distinct dose tiers. Tier 1, the microdose, 0.05 to 0.30 grams dried. Subperceptual, no hallucinations, enhanced focus, mood stabilization, creative flexibility. The mechanism, subthreshold 5-HT2A stimulation, BDNF upregulation, and modest DMN dampening. Tier 2, the low dose, 0.5 to 1.5 grams dried, perceptible but gentle, the museum dose. Tier 3, the moderate dose, 1.5 to 2.5 grams, clearly psychedelic, visual phenomena, emotional depth, ego softening without full dissolution, DMN measurably suppressed on fMRI. Tier 4, the full therapeutic dose, 2.5 to 3.5 grams or 25 milligrams pharmaceutical. The clinical standard. All major protocols converge here. Full mystical experience is common. DMN suppression is maximal. The neuroplasticity window is fully open. Tier 5, 3.5 grams and above, sits beyond the clinical therapeutic window for most protocols. Ego dissolution is nearly universal. Full loss of time, space, and self-referential cognition. Clinical trials have not found superior outcomes compared to 25 milligrams, and risk of difficult experiences increases substantially.
The dose response evidence, Griffiths, 2016. The most important dose response study in psilocybin research remains Griffiths and colleagues, 2016, published in Psychopharmacology. This Johns Hopkins trial enrolled 51 participants with life-threatening cancer diagnoses and significant depression and anxiety. In a crossover design, participants received either a low dose, 1 milligram per 70 kilograms body weight, approximately 0.1 gram equivalent, or a high dose of 22 to 30 milligrams per 70 kilograms,
in two sessions separated by 5 weeks. The high-dose condition produced clinically significant decreases in depression and anxiety in 78% of participants. Mystical experience scores correlated directly with therapeutic outcome. The stronger the mystical experience, the greater the subsequent reduction in depression and anxiety, sustained at 6-month follow-up. The low dose produced minimal therapeutic effect. The implication is mechanistically important. It is not simply that psilocybin reduces depression, it is that psilocybin at sufficient dose activates a specific experiential state, the mystical experience, and it is that state which carries the therapeutic signal. Why 25 milligrams became the standard? The Compass Pathways Phase 2b trial of 2022 randomized 233 participants to 1 milligram, 10 milligrams, or 25 milligrams in a single session. At week 3, 29.1% of the 25 milligram group achieved remission, compared to 7.6% in the 1 milligram comparator group. The 10 milligram group showed intermediate outcomes, confirming a genuine dose-response relationship. 25 milligrams emerged as the dose that reliably activates full therapeutic mechanisms while remaining within a safety profile acceptable for clinical deployment. Body weight adjusted dosing is used in some protocols, but most current clinical trials use fixed milligram doses, 25 milligrams flat, based on findings that body weight is a poor predictor of psilocybin response. Psychological variables, trait absorption, openness, baseline DMN rigidity, predict response far more reliably than mass. Microdosing, what the data actually shows. Microdosing has generated enormous popular interest, but the controlled trial evidence is more ambiguous than the community narrative suggests. Polito and Stevenson's 2018 Naturalistic Observation Study found improvements in well-being, mindfulness, and psychological functioning over 6 weeks, but also found increased neurotic traits in some participants, a finding that challenges the uniformly positive microdosing narrative. Seghetti and colleagues' 2021 Imperial College Self-Blinding Citizen Science Study, a clever design that allowed participants to blind themselves to whether they were microdosing or taking placebo, found that psychological improvements were present in both groups, with no significant difference between them. The conclusion: the benefits many people attribute to microdosing may be partly driven by expectation and placebo response. This does not mean microdosing is ineffective. It means the evidence base is not yet strong enough to make firm clinical claims. Several formal randomized controlled trials of microdosing are currently underway at Imperial College London and the Beckley Foundation. The next 5 years will provide clearer answers. Two microdosing protocols dominate practice. The Fadiman protocol doses every third day, 1 day on, 2 days off. The Stamets protocol uses 5 days on, 2 days off, often paired with lion's mane mushroom and niacin. Both use 0.1 to 0.3 grams of dried mushroom.
Dose, set, and setting. The interaction effect. Psilocybin dose does not operate in isolation. The seminal work of Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert in the 1960s articulated set and setting. The psychological state of the participant and the physical and social environment as critical determinants of psychedelic experience quality. 40 years of subsequent clinical research has empirically validated this intuition. At full therapeutic doses, set and setting become co-determinants of outcome alongside dose itself. Griffith's clinical protocol, which includes extensive pre-session preparation, comfortable physical environment, specially curated music, and two trained guides present throughout, is not ceremonial add-on. It is pharmacologically integrated. The protocol creates the neurological conditions under which 25 milligrams psilocybin reliably produces therapeutic rather than dysphoric outcomes. Carhart-Harris's entropic brain hypothesis offers a mechanistic explanation. At full therapeutic doses, the brain moves into a high-entropy, high-flexibility state, more open to new connections, less constrained by habitual patterns. Whether that openness resolves into integration or terror depends heavily on what the mind encounters when its defenses are dissolved. This is why preparation,
trust in guides, and integration support are not optional add-ons to clinical psilocybin therapy. They are part of the pharmacological mechanism. The physical safety profile. Psilocybin has one of the most favorable physical safety profiles of any psychoactive compound. It is non-addictive. Rapid tachyphylaxis means complete tolerance within 3 to 4 days of daily use, making dependence pharmacologically impossible. There is no known lethal dose in humans. The primary safety concern is psychological. Individuals with personal or family history of psychosis, schizophrenia, or bipolar disorder face elevated risk. All clinical trials screen for these contraindications. If there is a single number that the clinical literature returns to, it is 25. 25 milligrams of pharmaceutical psilocybin, approximately 3 to 3.5 grams of dried Psilocybe cubensis, is the dose at which the therapeutic mechanisms of psilocybin converge most reliably. Maximum DMN suppression, maximum neuroplasticity window, maximum mystical experience rate, maximum correlation with sustained therapeutic outcome. But 25 milligrams does not work alone. The COMPASS trial administered 25 milligrams in a single session with minimal psychotherapy support and achieved 29% remission at 3 weeks. Johns Hopkins administers 25 milligrams across 2 sessions with extensive preparation and integration support and achieves 67 to 78% response rates. The difference is not the number. The difference is everything surrounding the number. Dose is the key. The container is the lock.